Hello, everyone. This is Peter Granovich on Sunday, March 1st at 7 a.m. here on the East Coast. As always, this is not to be considered investment advice. You should always speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision and to read all my disclosures. As I come upon my 42nd anniversary in and around the financial arena, and I can now see the finish line both to my career and natural life itself, I could coast home now on a net overall most successful career with the lion's share of clients, friends, and followers far more financially rewarded than before they met me. I can especially secure that belief since I officially stopped speaking about individual equities but one, and the one anybody who has listened to me up till now that I'm still speaking about should have a gain, with some of them having several 100% gains already. But in a business where many times you're as good only as your last call, I risk much of over four decades of overall success being greatly dampened, if not totally tossed aside by some, by suggesting now the following. I guess the mantra Riverboat Pete is indeed deserving. With extreme prejudice and bias, due to the fact that I'm now closing in on only 4 million shares for myself and my family, I'm going to suggest to all who are listening and can truly afford mentally and financially to lose part of all their, or all their capital, to use this point in time in North Isle Copper and Gold to add to or purchase for the very first time shares come Monday morning. Thanks to a major financing announcement that when closed in my mind and that of the single smartest and most successful investor I've ever known personally in the metals and mining industry, sets the stage for incredible long-term growth. And this weekend's Middle East news is giving the last real buying opportunity in North Isle Copper and Gold in Riverboat Pete's mind. That investor I speak of is Michael Gentile, who has been a key shareholder in North Isle Copper and Gold and has demonstrated to many, including yours truly, a second to none gift from God, ability to recognize and invest in far more winners than most ever do in a business where failure is the norm, junior resource stocks. Below is a video where Michael shares with us this past Friday his thoughts on North Isle Copper and Gold. I urge you to listen attentively and listen again and again if you need to, and pay special attention to how he feels the company reminds him of two other companies that he's very familiar with, and how it reminds him that their path is what he feels North Isle Copper and Gold is about to follow. I include charts of both of them as well. I am certain once this financing closes, which is targeted by week's end, we'll find a Sam Bruce Lee, CEO of North Isle Copper and Gold, even more bullish than ever before. I will, of course, ask to speak to him, and when I do so, make a video and post it as soon as possible. By making this claim, and if it fails, financial damage to myself and family, combined with much of the past success, will have gone out the window, with most only remembering this huge stumble near my finish line, will certainly be the case. Riverboat Pete is more than willing to toss the dice with this writing on it. Please now have a most blessed Sunday.